Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 11th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the Central African nation of Chad declared its independence from France. This momentous occasion marked the culmination of a determined struggle for self-governance as the people of Chad embraced their sovereignty and embarked on a new journey of nation-building. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5+ feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, creating some minor bumps as the day progresses. Overall, it's a great time to catch some waves. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide on Monday will be 5 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features fair surf conditions with waves ranging from 3 to 7 feet. Morning sessions are best with light winds, but afternoons bring choppy conditions, particularly on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday sees a return to fair conditions, especially in the evening. Overall, expect rideable waves with potential for fun sessions, especially during the calmer morning hours. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:40 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:11. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day, with temperatures reaching a high near 76 and a light breeze out of the west. Tonight, we can expect continued mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 74 and a light southwest wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with patchy fog and lows around 65. On Wednesday, anticipate patchy fog early, followed by partly sunny skies and a high near 75. Nights remain mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Thursday brings more partly sunny weather with a high near 76 and mostly cloudy nights with lows around 65. Finally, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 73 and mostly cloudy nights with lows around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Food Bank is preparing for challenges ahead as it faces reduced federal aid and increased local demand. CEO Casey Castillo reports that the organization will receive less food through federally funded programs in the 2026 fiscal year. Approximately 850,000 county residents struggle to provide nutritious meals daily. The food bank expects to distribute 7 million fewer pounds of food this year. Castillo emphasizes, "We are resilient, and the organization plans to use reserve funds to bridge the gap." Local nonprofits continue to report increasing demand for food assistance amid ongoing economic uncertainties. Now on to sports. The first full weekend of NFL preseason games wrapped up, showcasing notable performances and a harrowing injury. Shedeur Sanders, the Browns' rookie quarterback, shone with 138 yards and two touchdowns. Coach Kevin Stefanski acknowledged that while Sanders has areas to improve, he demonstrated he belongs. In a thrilling moment, Cam Little of the Jaguars kicked a remarkable 70-yard field goal, sparking discussions about the accuracy of kickers. Unfortunately, a frightening injury occurred when Lions safety Morris Norris was taken to the hospital, but is now stable. The preseason continues with joint practices and games ahead. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres won over the Red Sox 6-2. Dylan Cease impressed, pitching six scoreless innings for the win. His scoring came from Tatis Jr., who drove in two and scored twice. The Padres finished with 9 hits and 1 error, while the Red Sox had 5 hits and no errors. The Padres' record improves to 66-52, taking 2 of 3 in this series. Tonight, the Padres face the Giants in San Francisco for Game 1 of a 3-game series. First pitch at 6:45, under clear skies and 69 degrees. In top news, a meteorite that crashed through a homeowner's roof in Georgia earlier this summer is actually older than Earth itself, according to scientist Scott Harris. The meteorite, which created a dent in the floor, is believed to have formed 4.5 billion years ago, making it roughly 20 million years older than our planet. Harris noted that it belongs to a group of asteroids from the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. The homeowner is still discovering specks of space dust around his living room. Researchers plan to propose naming the meteorite the McDonough Meteorite after the city where it fell. In business news, Boeing and Airbus have suspended their next-generation airliner projects, casting doubt on airlines' net-zero plans. Boeing's X-66A, which aimed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, was put on hold after initial enthusiasm. Similarly, Airbus paused its Zero-E hydrogen plane, originally slated for service by 2035. Experts warn that these delays could hinder the airline industry's goal of achieving net-zero emissions by 2050. With aviation responsible for a significant share of global emissions, pressure is mounting for manufacturers to innovate. New contenders, like JetZero, with a radical design plan, may challenge Boeing and Airbus's dominance. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% over the weekend to just under $122,000. Ethereum is up 11% to about $4,300. And XRP is down 2% to $3.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The newly opened Vera C. Rubin Observatory, located in a remote mountain range in Chile, is set to revolutionize our understanding of the universe. This observatory will spend the next decade mapping the sky, covering the entire southern hemisphere every few nights with its impressive 3,200 megapixel camera. The observatory aims to capture a staggering total of 20 billion galaxies and another 20 billion stars, creating an ultra-high-definition time-lapse of the cosmos. This wealth of data will assist scientists in unraveling mysteries, such as measuring the expansion of the universe and gaining insights into dark matter through gravitational lensing. Entertainment news. Zach Cregger's Weapons has emerged as a formidable winner at the box office, marking another triumph for the horror genre in 2025. This film grossed $42 million domestically and $70 million globally during its opening weekend, surpassing the combined earnings of its competitors, including Freakier Friday and the Fantastic Four First Steps. Weapons is the third horror thriller to excel this year, following Sinners and Final Destination Bloodlines. With its success, Warner Brothers reinforces its investment in Cregger, who has quickly become a significant talent in the industry, benefiting the horror genre as a whole. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Les Brown. And he said, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.